KSL News Time is now 6:19.
It's the triple team traffic look that we take at 6:19. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start with wet road conditions everywhere. Just accept that as a given. And then the further west in the Salt Lake Valley, you'll start Harriman, Riverton, and South Jordan's west sides in particular. You'll still be driving on some snowy road conditions, especially on Mountain View Corridor and on Highway 111 all the way up into Magna. At I-80, we got some slowing eastbound just after the split to 201 from a crash that was blocking a lane. It looks like they may have got it out of the way now. But again, you're driving on snowy and wet conditions all the way into the valley. Eric?
Wet roads also on I-15, all the way pretty much from Provo to the downtown area, but not seeing any kind of mitigation of speed right now, not at the moment. On the southbound side, though, in Payson, you do have an accident. This is just past the Main Street exit, and it's over to the right-hand side. Actually, one right-hand lane is reportedly blocked, so we do have some slowing through there. Heather?
We do have reports of snow-packed roads in Sardine Canyon. One of our KSL traffic troopers let us know about that earlier on. Southbound I-15, you are slower than normal for this time of the morning between Layton Parkway all the way into downtown Salt Lake. That's due to the very wet road conditions, a lot of water kicking up from the tires in front of you. So you do want to slow down your speeds and leave plenty of room between you and the car in front of you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.